Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture. Hi, my name's Ann Chenecka. I'm one of the hosts here with Pedaling the Pueblo. And in today's episode, I'm excited to introduce Tucson to a project called The Big Jump. So in addition to being a volunteer for KXCI, in my day job, I get to work on bicycle issues too. I'm the Bicycle and Pedestrian Program Coordinator for the City of Tucson Department of Transportation, and we're lucky enough to have a grant from an organization called People for Bikes. Several months back, we had Martha Ruskowski and Kyle Wagenschutz visit Tucson from People for Bikes. We were able to get them into the KXCI studio and hear from them more about what People for Bikes is and what the Big Jump project is.
I'm Martha Ruskowski. I work with People for Bikes. We are a national nonprofit. We are based in Boulder, Colorado. People for Bikes was founded by leaders of the bike industry when they got together and decided that although they compete on a day-to-day basis to sell bicycles, they should also work together to get more people on bikes, to grow the pie of people riding bikes. So a bunch of the big bike companies contribute a small portion of their sales every year, and that's the core funding for People for Bikes.
Thanks to that funding that Martha was talking about, People for Bikes is able to give grants to cities across the nation to try to increase bike ridership and make it safer for people on bikes. One of their new grant initiatives is called The Big Jump. The City of Tucson applied and fortunately was one of 10 cities selected to participate in the Big Jump program. To explain more about the grant process, I turn it over to Kyle, who's the coordinator of the Big Jump for People for Bikes.
We had 80 different cities from across the U.S. apply to be a part of the Big Jump, and cities had to submit an application where they talked to us about the things that they were doing in their community that were really great for bikes. And some communities have a really strong network of trails that, you know, serve as a backbone or almost an artery that have been along a waterway or along an old abandoned railroad that sees a lot of heavy use but doesn't actually connect you to a lot of places. Other communities are investing in quiet neighborhood streets, bicycle boulevards, linking together roadways that exist in cities. But those neighborhood streets don't always get you quite to the commercial corridors that you need to get to your shopping and other kinds of destinations. And then other communities had begun building protected bicycle lanes, really attacking some of the major, busier roadways in the cities. But what we found, though, is that not a lot of them had pieced those all together into this sort of cohesive system of bicycle ways. On the same coin, a lot of them also had a lot of the support programs in place, you know, bicycle education classes, kids' bikes giveaway, all these kinds of things that come along with promoting bicycling, ciclovia events, club rides, charity rides, all of those things sort of play into this ecosystem that get people out on bikes. There's a mix between what we call sort of the hardware, right? The infrastructure and the software being this programming. And that mix is probably about 75% hardware. 75% of getting people out on bikes is providing them a safe, comfortable place to actually bicycle that gets them to where they're trying to be. And then you need this 25% supporting those efforts. If all of that sort of coalesces, and what we hope to prove through the Big Jump is that if you do all of those things at once in a very focused way and you're very intentional about it, that you'll see a big jump in bicycle riding.
Tucson's really excited to participate in the Big Jump. We share Kyle's vision that we can increase bike ridership through improved infrastructure and great programming. Over the course of the next 3 years, we hope to share our progress on future Pedaling the Pueblo episodes, including interviews with people who live, work, and bicycle through the project area. For more on Pedaling the Pueblo, you can always visit our page on the KXCI website or email us at ptp@kxci.org. Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.